Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today.
Welcome to Stay Paid. My name is Joshua Steich.
And I'm Luke Acree.
And getting online reviews for your business could be one of the most important things you do in your marketing that builds trust with prospects and potential clients. In fact, 98% of people read online reviews for local businesses based on a 2023 local consumer review survey by Bright Local. So today we're going to talk about where and why people review businesses, how to get more reviews for your business, and the best way to showcase those reviews to close more deals and retain more business. I apologize. I sound a little stuffy.
In the headphones. So. You're going to get me sick again, man. That's okay. My kids are sick. They have that same head cold.
I got some of that amazing power, that prescription strike nasal spray.
Oh, nice. And you're hitting that up all day long.
Yeah, man, it feels so good. All right, so here's the top industries. I wanted to start off with this stat because it's going to be a little bit stat heavy, but we want to turn this into actionable stuff that you can use in your business. Top industries where reviews matter. So if you're in any of these businesses, pay attention. Service persons and trade persons, 97%.
Real estate agents, that's you.
Yeah. Well, I would say it could be. Real estate's listed separately. So this would be more maybe like your contractors, right? Your HVAC people, like those types of things.
Okay, real estate agents, it's not you.
I'm getting to real estate. 97% is the top industry where reviews matter. Then you got healthcare, automotive, care services. Then you hit financial and legal services at 95%. Okay. Then you got pet services, food and drink. And then real estate comes in at a strong
91%. It's weird how they separated out service, but not calling it home services. I don't know.
Well, services and trades person, I think of as, you know.
Angie's List.
I was going to say your carpenter, but you're carpenter.
Yeah, you have a carpenter?
You're a contractor, your general contractor.
Dude, you got bougie, man. You have a carpenter? Jeez.
I've made quite a few carpentry projects in my day. Yeah. All right. So talking about kind of where consumers are looking. So the number one place that people are looking for local business reviews is obviously Google.
Yep.
So
87%. Got to get your Google business profile up.
Absolutely. So there's your action item right there. Make sure you got your Google business page set up and that you're encouraging people to review you on Google. 46% on Facebook has actually dropped significantly. Mm-hmm. We suffer the same problem. There's an increase.
Too much spam.
There's an increase in fake reviews on Facebook.
Especially from the crypto community, the bots, the crypto bot community. They just freaking spam you out the butt. Yeah. And here's what's crazy. How is it that Facebook can literally censor content but can't freaking remove a crypto review?
Or allow you to remove it yourself as the business.
What does that mean? That means they don't want to because they know if they... here's my theory. If they remove all the... They could remove the reviews, but if they remove all those bots, their usership would drop by a ton, which would send their stocks of into a... whatever panic, because it would show that, wow, Facebook is losing users, and people would attribute that to the site's not working anymore, and that's why they can't do it.
That's interesting. Yeah. So, I mean, Facebook, people using Facebook to look at local reviews has dropped from 54% in 2020 all the way down to 46% in 2023, and 42% of consumers are confident they've seen fake reviews on Facebook.
Yeah, crazy.
62% of buyers trust a real estate agent with favorable real estate reviews at Zillow. So that's another important, obviously, place for if you're in real estate. Percentage of consumers who use Google for reviews, 57% of consumers use real estate for reviews on Google.
And I think
and it's the most likely to trust. It rated 57%. It's the most likely to trust.
I was going to say, I think a lot of that stat is driven from the fact that people don't see you on Google. So in essence, they never see your reviews there, but you need to put, there's little apps you can do for your website and stuff like that, where you need to translate your reviews over from Google onto your website, onto your other places, just because when people see Google's brand, they're going to trust it more.
Yeah. In real estate specifically, these are the sites where consumers are most likely to trust. Google at 57%, we mentioned. Yelp at 9%.
Yeah.
Having a Yelp profile seems odd for real estate, but in research, it actually improves your Google ranking.
I was going to say it helps your SEO.
So it's a smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get a Yelp profile.
I just told my brother that Yelp and then all the local business directories. Mm-hmm. So if you have like Lynchburg local, right, or something like that, there's these local sites that local people run. They have directories usually on them. Get your profiles on there and reviews on there because it will help your local SEO.
Absolutely. Facebook at 8%. So Facebook actually less than Yelp when it comes to trust.
That's crazy.
For real estate specifically. Apple Maps, believe it or not, comes in at 4%. And then the second most used, which surprised me.
It pops up similar to Google Maps.
Yeah. Is the Better Business Bureau at 17%. So Google's actually first. Better Business Bureau is second still.
That's surprising considering, like, let me tell you guys all a secret about the Better Business Bureau. You pay to get an A+ rating, just FYI. It's a scam. It's the biggest scam.
And but every review comes through you to be able to, like, approve.
Yeah, it's stupid. The way it works is stupid. It's kind of like Glassdoor. If you trust Glassdoor, I hate to say you're foolish, but you're foolish.
I mean, Triple B has been dropping based on the survey, you know, fairly significant year after year. So it will become irrelevant at some point, but it's still up there. What types of reviews are consumers writing? So this I thought was really interesting. 37% of people obviously wrote a review about a positive only experience. Only 6% of people are writing about a negative only experience.
That's shocking.
29% of people writing reviews are writing for a positive and negative experience. And then 4% said that they never would. The things that are most likely to influence a consumer to review a local business: 81% said the business went above and beyond to ensure they had an exceptional experience. Hmm. Okay, so that's number one driver. 79% said they initially had a negative experience that was turned into a very positive experience.
Wow.
So almost just as many reviews are coming from those bad experiences. So it just gives you the encouragement that, hey, if you make a mistake, if you hit a bad experience, you have a tremendous opportunity to turn that into a good experience and ultimately influence someone's likelihood.
I believe that so much because I remember Chick-fil-A. Normally Chick-fil-A is amazing, right? They get your food fast, all this stuff. They like not only didn't get our food fast to us, but they messed up the order and we went back up and they immediately gave us like free fries, free nuggets, all this stuff. And you were just like, oh, wow, I didn't even ask you to do that. And they gave us all this stuff and I felt great about Chick-fil-A. And so you could easily turn it around.
Yep. Other ways that impacted people's influenced people to leave a review: 57% said a member of staff personally suggested they leave a review, and then 51% were sent a text or email requesting a review. So make sure that you are asking. But ultimately, it's the experience that's going to drive the majority of reviews.
And keep in mind what I tell people, what creates people to rave about you is doing the unexpected. Mm. And so going above and beyond, it's doing the unexpected. Where can you add to the service that they didn't expect you to do, but you went that extra mile? That is what will cause people to rave.
And if you want to know where to focus those experiences, males review 20%, females review 33%. So
Focus on the females.
Focus on those ladies. Which is the best way to ask for a review? So email came in at 34% during the sales process or during the sales experience, 33%. So this would be like at the closing table, right? Actually asking for the review. Asking through social media at 31%. Text message was next at 23%. And then coming in last was over the phone. 12%.
I believe that though.
Makes sense. You're on the phone. You're not at a computer.
You're at an email. You can have the link right there to click to actually write the review.
On the phone, you're not there. Yeah. By the time I hang up, I forgot. Chatbot made the list, but it only at 9%. 80% of consumers were prompted by local businesses to leave a review, and 65% left reviews in response to those businesses.
Okay, Go ahead. Can I clarify? So you're saying email's number one.
Email's number one.
During the sales process.
Number two.
Oh, wait.
Email is separate.
Email separate.
So requesting from an email is number one.
Requesting from an email, but during the sales process is the highest to get?
That's second highest.
But how are they requesting in this? Is it
we're
over
sitting
the phone?
We're sitting at the closing table and I'm saying,
I missed that point. I was thinking, hey, when you have them in your process, send them an email for a review.
No, during the actual sales process, which would...
That would be an interesting... I don't know if that came out of the study. What is like... When is the best time to ask?
The best time to ask. I didn't.
Do you know what I mean? Because I've read some other stats that like most referrals come within the first 12 months of a deal. Hmm. And so I would assume that reviews are similar, probably because it's like the recency of working with you. So reciprocity is there if you've done a good job, the recency of understanding and remembering. So you're more than likely to give it the closer it is to the transaction. Now, I'm not sure if that's verified. We'd have to verify that. But
yeah, I'm trying to look real quick in this report, but I don't see any specific timing, but that's super interesting.
When are you most likely to give a review of a restaurant? It's like right after you had a good experience, right? That's for me.
The most likely time I would be leaving a review of a restaurant would be probably if I'm going back to that restaurant, I'm Googling it or something like that, and I see the ability to leave a review, and I'd be like, oh, I remember that.
So yours would be repeat.
I think
like
so.
You're about to, interesting. Yeah.
Me, I don't know that I would walk out of a restaurant.
No, not walk out. Sorry. Like the next day they send you the text or the email like we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And it's like, thank you so much for coming, you know, would
if
you,
prompted,
Like they do it, my hair place. What do they do? I go to this barber shop, and after I pay, they always send me, I think I've deleted them all, but they always, no, thanks for visiting us at Parker's Barbershop, Luke. Please leave us a review. This is a mistake. It's like a link that looks like spam.
It's a spammy link.
Yeah, it's like, and that, a lot of people, they use these link shorteners or whatever, links, and it's like, looks like it could be spam.
Yeah, get yourself a nice branded short link.
Yeah, it says, don't forget to download our Parker's Barbershop app or whatever for the best booking experience. But thanks for visiting us at Parker's. Like, they always send me that after my appointment.
The
always.
Other super powerful thing for me is if I'm working with
and
the
And I did
person.
Leave them a review, by the way.
Nice. Yeah.
So meaning like, so it did trigger for me to leave that review for Kendra, the person who cuts my hair. So it's like,
it did
work.
Yeah.
So
if a person, like if someone helped me and they're asking me to leave a review, and we see a success with this on the phone too as well. If a rep has helped you, like they'll ask you, hey, do you mind leaving me a review on Google? Responding to reviews. So whether or not to respond, how likely consumers are to use a business that responds to reviews. So response to all positive and negative, people are 88%.
Okay.
Within that high, like very likely to likely category, businesses that respond to only negative reviews, 60%. And then businesses that respond to only positive reviews, 55%. So actually less likely to use you if you only respond to positive reviews.
And only respond to negative.
Yeah.
So you got to respond to both.
You got to respond to both.
Wow.
But if you have to choose one, respond to the negative because they'll be more likely to use you.
Wow.
Doesn't respond at all, drops to 42%. So almost, actually more than half. It drops in half.
Wow.
If you're not responding to reviews, you are missing out on potentially half the people, business, who are coming looking at your reviews.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Most important factors influence consumers to use a business. 88% said that the business owner replies to all reviews. That's the number one factor influencing consumers to use a business is that they reply to all reviews.
Yeah, because they go, this person's in this person
even
cares
above
about their
the
business.
Star rating is the fact that they're replying.
Wow.
Yeah. 52%.
Dude, have we replied to every single one of our reviews?
We do. Yeah, we do.
All of them?
Yeah.
I feel like we replied to like the negative ones.
No, but we replied to the good ones.
Okay, good. Okay. See? Good job, Josh.
52%. This is the second most. 52% reviews are in the last 2 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
That's the second biggest factor. So you need to have recent reviews. So if reviews are getting stale, make sure to get those queries out there from your client base. And then third on the list was that the business has at least a 4-star rating.
Hmm.
So the rating
I believe that.
38% of people said that that's the most important factor is at least a 4-star rating.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. Key takeaways. Look, email is going to be the most effective way to ask your customers to leave a review. So make sure your emails stand out. Consumers are more than twice as likely to consider your business if they see you actively responding to positive and negative reviews. And then 65% of consumers will leave a review at least some of the time asked. So make sure that you're asking for the reviews. I also thought this was a crazy stat that I skipped over just to reinforce the value of reviews. 46% of people said they trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations from friends and family.
Crazy.
That's crazy. So that just shows you how important these numbers actually looking over the study are really interesting because they continue to increase year over year. So people are just getting much more comfortable with looking online, obviously, for local businesses and trusting those reviews. So there you go. Thank you so much for listening. Head over to staypaidpodcast.com for the show notes and the video of this episode. And if you like this episode and want to show your support, two ways that we ask you to do that. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, drop us a 5-star review. along with a comment. Reviews are important, and the best way to show your support is to share this episode with someone that you know. This dad joke comes featured by someone that we just interviewed. So we do this little form whenever we send out our pre-interview questions, and on it's like, what's your favorite dad joke? So this one comes from Mike Stromso.
Nice.
I don't know if this episode will be out. I think it actually comes out the week that his episode.
The week is his come out. His was 2 days ago.
This was from Mike Stromso. Did you hear about the guy who drank invisible ink? He's at the hospital waiting to be seen. I thought that was cute.
That's good. That's a good one.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. If you want to get hold of me, Luke, you can email us at podcast@remindermedia.com, or you can find us on Instagram. We are at Stay Paid Podcast. For this episode of Stay Paid, I'm Joshua Steich.
Guys, I'm Luke Acri. The key is you need to go get reviews. The only way you're going to get reviews is if you ask. My action item for you is send an email out to your database today asking them if they would mind reviewing you, and send a Google business profile link where they can easily just review you right there on Google. It's the most trusted source. And so you need to get reviews on there. Remember, the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every business is top producers take action. Take action on that today.